South Africa is the first country on the continent of Africa to start a clinical trial with the University of Witwatersrand, and also the first in the continent to test a vaccine developed by the Oxford Jenner Institute in the United Kingdom. The trial is expected to involve 2,000 volunteers between the ages of 18 to 65 and include some people living with HIV. In a virtual press conference organized by the APO Group, the World Health Organization's Regional Director for Africa, Dr. Matshidiso Moeti, said there are nearly 150 COVID-19 vaccine candidates and currently 19 are in clinical trials.
We are now in a phase where many governments are easing the physical distancing and lockdown measures. And we are seeing as a result an increase in cases, including in South Africa, in Algeria, in Cote d'Ivoire and other countries. And this is what is happening as well globally. So it's more important now than ever that the public health and prevention measures be scaled up and that the response is done in differentiated ways based on what is happening locally. And of course, the involvement of people in all this is absolutely important. There are nearly 150 COVID-19 vaccine candidates, including 19 in clinical trials. And I commend South Africa for participating in the first COVID-19 vaccine trial in the WHO African region. We'd also very much like to encourage other member states to join the vaccine trials.
Dr. Moeti further commended South Africa for taking such a big step and called for more African countries to participate in clinical trials as the number of cases increase significantly on a daily basis.
Equity must be a central focus of our efforts. And too often, African countries have ended up at the back of the queue for new technologies, including vaccines. These life-saving products must be made available to everyone, not only those who can afford to pay. We know that vaccines are very important for public health, including for the COVID-19. When we have an effective COVID-19 vaccine, it will make sure that it takes into account, if countries participated, the immune response of populations in Africa.
Professor Shebir Madi, who is the University of Witwatersrand's principal investigator of the Oxford COVID-19 vaccine trial in South Africa, said the high rate of transmission occurring in South Africa may result in the ongoing trial of the COVID-19 vaccine being made public way sooner than expected.
So in terms of where we are right now, we started enrolling into the study just over 2 weeks ago, and there have been certain challenges that have been experienced. The plan is to enroll 2,000 participants over a period of 4 to 6 weeks, and then the plan is to follow them up to about 12 months. But the timing in terms of when we would get the result as to whether the vaccine potentially works or not is probably going to be sooner. And the reason for that is because of the really high rate of transmission that is currently occurring in South Africa. So we would be able to determine whether or not the vaccine works when we got up to about 42 cases of COVID-19 that has occurred in participants. And we anticipate that would likely occur as soon as November or December of this year. Previously, we had projected it might only occur in June of next year. The participants are individuals between the age of 18 and 65 years without any underlying serious medical condition. People with hypertension, diabetes are allowed to participate in the study, provided they actually the diabetes, hypertension, et cetera, is well controlled. It's mainly looking at individuals without HIV. There's a small component of the study that does address the issue of safety and the immunogenicity of the vaccine in people living with HIV. But we're not really addressing the issue of efficacy in the population with HIV. We're hoping that from the data that we establish, from the evidence that we establish in people without HIV, the efficacy data coupled with the immunogenicity data, it would allow us to make some imputations as how well this vaccine would work in people with HIV as well.
Dr. Moeti further elaborated on the importance of the vaccine trials taking place in South Africa.
I think what's very important is to establish the principles by which African countries, scientists, and populations participate in vaccine trials and other trials as well, that to make sure that they are carried out to the highest international standards. I think Pontiano has said that extremely well. What we also want to be sure of is to make sure that populations understand this, that the systems are in place now in African countries, that those cautions are being taken, the regulatory bodies are being increasingly well developed, and these principles are being respected in African countries. I think his experience that he has shared with us speaks for itself. So it's our responsibility to inform the African public so that we both reassure people that it will not be allowed, and the governments are going to be imposing, and the regulatory authorities in countries are going to be imposing these international standards, so that we encourage people and help them understand that taking part in these trials is to our advantage. It is extremely important that these tools be tried out in African populations so that we can understand how they interact with us and we can see how to benefit. And most importantly, one of the principles as well is that once people have participated in vaccines development trials, they have the right to have access to those tools. It is one of the ethical principles that will also, I think, be very important to emphasize to our populations. So informing people accurately, but ensuring that this information reflects the reality of the standards that are being applied is very important for encouraging vaccine research in Africa.
Professor Pontiano Kalibu from the Ugandan Research Unit explained that the vaccine will not necessarily be available for free, and that it's up to the government of South Africa to ensure that they engage with various initiatives in order to get the vaccine when it becomes available.
No vaccine is going to be made available freely to all, because someone needs to eventually pay for it. It's how to actually develop a funding mechanism which allows for access and equitable access across the globe. CONVAX, which is sort of the body that's sort of the funding mechanism that's been developed, especially for low middle income countries, which has been coordinated by Gavi, is sort of the platform through which vaccine will become accessible, hopefully, in low middle income countries. A country such as South Africa, which would need to self-fund it, would need to engage right now with that particular sort of initiative, CONVAX, to sort of upfront put in a purchase order for them to be able to access vaccine for at least about 20% of the population, as an example. So the onus is really on the part of governments. Throughout the African continent to be proactive in terms of engaging with the various initiatives to ensure that when the vaccine becomes available, that they're actually able to access a vaccine. It's not a responsibility of industry. And I think if we expect it to be a responsible of industry, we will never get a vaccine onto the African continent.
Said participation is completely voluntary, and that the highest legal and ethical standards are used in order to make informed decisions about whether these vaccines usually do protect South Africans and possibly Africans against the coronavirus.
So the processes we're talking about involving everyone will make sure that we're not just being used as guinea pigs, but what we're doing is to conduct studies, to try vaccines that have been developed using the highest scientific standards, and also conduct the trial in the highest ethical and legal standards, using our regulatory bodies, our ethical research support offices and the committees and all that, so that we avoid that. So far, in my experience in vaccines, as I mentioned earlier, I've participated in many vaccine trials for HIV, about six of them, for Ebola, for now Rift Valley. We have not seen countries, at least in my country, where we have conducted studies below international ethical and legal standards. And our volunteers, our real volunteers, who are explained about the studies and the consent to participate in the studies voluntarily, we give them informed consent, which they need to understand in their language. They are free to participate. They are free to withdraw at any time. Their insurance coverage. So this is what we need to follow. And I'm sure the scientists that are going to conduct studies in Africa, the collaborators who are going to work with in Africa, are going to follow the same as we have done in the past many years.
Reporting for Multimedia Live, Mudiyeri Mashamaiti.